Hey guys, welcome back to Just a Sip, season 3, episode 7. Yeah, I think literally every single episode I open it up and I'm just like questioning which number it is. I don't know why I do that, but I get lost sometimes. Anyway, hello, how are you doing? Episode 7. So let's talk about what we're drinking first, just to get things rolling. You already know the drill. I have my coffee here. It is, what, oat milk? Obviously. No, yes, because I've been using almond milk a lot recently. I have been using this extra creamy Almond Breeze almond milk, and it doesn't taste like regular almond milk because it's thick and I like it. But this is oat milk, and it's French vanilla and honey, ice, and very enjoyable to have right now. So yeah, that's exciting. I'm going to drink it. And it's delicious, per usual. Guess what, guys? So yesterday, this has nothing to do with the topic of what we're talking about today, but yesterday, I was sitting on my couch, and what was I watching? I was watching something on Netflix. I forget what it was, but I heard a knock at my door, and it was like maybe 5 p.m., and I heard a knock at my door, and usually when someone knocks at my door, I genuinely don't get up, and I don't answer because, for the most part, I know what it is. Like, if I'm expecting someone to come over, then I would get up. But I wasn't expecting anyone, so I didn't get it up. And I had just assumed that it was my order from Amazon, right? Because I frequently get knocks on the door from when I order stuff on Amazon, right? And then they just leave. I was like, oh, cool. That's probably my coffee beans. Like, that's probably the beans, and I'll get them when I'm not feeling like sitting down on the couch anymore. Like, I'll get them later, right? So they're just sitting outside, I assume. And yeah, that was the end of that. I kind of got up off the couch and went to bed, forgot about them outside my house or outside my door. This morning, I woke up and I went to the gym. Like, I didn't take a shower. No, I got up out of the gym. I was late and I was like rushing to get dressed. And I got dressed and then I get to the gym. And all of a sudden I remember, I'm like, huh, I'm at the gym. And I was like, I don't remember seeing a box or anything outside my door this morning. I just don't remember. Like, I didn't see an Amazon box. I didn't, like, sidestep something, or I didn't, like, see a box and then put it inside. And I was like, but I know I heard a knock at the door yesterday. And I checked the status of my order, and it was delivered. So around 5 p.m. yesterday. So I was like, yeah, that was my beans. That was my coffee beans. Because I knew I needed more. Like, I knew I was running out. I was like, I should probably order more beans. So I did. But apparently they're gone and someone stole them. And another thing, I ordered like lavender syrup because I love using lavender in my coffee. And I never got that either. Like, it was delivered, but I haven't seen it anywhere. And I'm like, okay, someone again is stealing my packages, because this used to happen to me in my old apartment. I'm like, what? How on earth? How is this following me? This makes no sense. It's not cool. I'm really not a fan of it, but it's happening again, and I don't know what to do. I texted my apartment people, and I was like, hey, is there any packages for me downstairs? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, thank you. So someone on my floor is taking my things, and I'm not really ecstatic about that. I also want to put a little camera outside to see who it is, because that's kind of rude, you know, that's kind of disrespectful. And I'm not particularly a fan of it. So now I had to order new coffee beans, because this was my last coffee that I was going to get out of the beans that I had. And I'm all out of beans now. So now I can't make coffee until the new beans get here. And I'm just going to say that that's depressing, because now tomorrow, what am I going to drink? Huh? I could have like chai, I guess, or something else, but I don't have coffee. I ordered more and somebody stole it. That's just bad karma. Whatever. Let's get into today's topic. Today, I felt like talking about like creating your own personal aesthetic, your own personal style, kind of like what it's been like for me, how I've come into mine. stuff like that. The whole reason I wanted to talk about this was genuinely because someone, one of you, requested it on Instagram. I posted a video and you commented, like how to create a personal aesthetic. Like, how does it work? How do you make everything in your life kind of cohesive, kind of go together? And basically, at the root of everything, just how is everything so Instagrammable? And yeah, I thought it was like an interesting topic. It's something that kind of piques my interest. And I don't know, because everybody has their own personal style and everybody has their own like vibe that they like. And it's kind of interesting to see how things like that, like are culminated. Is that a word? Culminate? I don't know. I think cultivate, maybe. Maybe that's the one that I'm trying to think of. But it's interesting to see how something like that is cultivated by someone. And so I just wanted to give my two cents on, personal aesthetic and all that stuff. So yeah, let's get into it. First of all, this is just me, but I feel like I don't even know what my aesthetic is. I don't even know what my personal vibe is. One reason is because it's always changing. Like, I feel like I'm always trying to add something new to it, or like I get tired of things very quickly. So I'll probably end up not liking something very soon, or I'll filter it out of whatever the case may be, whether it be home decor or like personal fashion. I feel like it's always open to change, but there is a basis for like what I do like. But we're gonna start from the beginning because most stories are the best when you start from the beginning. So I feel like when I was growing up, or I guess when I was a teenager, let's start when I was a teenager. I always go back to thinking about how I decorated my room and how I dressed because, personal style, personal aesthetic, it's yours. And so I'm looking back at how I would, style myself. And as a teenager, it was very centered around like vintage vibes, like vintage aesthetic. It was during that whole like craze of YouTubers, I guess. And the only things that they would really do are like go thrifting. And I think that was just the vibe at the time. And I'm pretty sure I was influenced by that. But it was very much inspired by like just 80s vintage vibes. So clothing wise, like I would always try to thrift jeans, like nicely fitting Levi's, or Levi's were always the goal to find, but I would branch out and like try to, work with other jeans if I didn't find something. But definitely blue denim jeans, light wash, never dark, was always my thing. Loved it. And I would always wear like a vintage, like white looking sneaker, and it was always beat up. Like, it was never clean. It was just like kind of not raggedy, but a little bit raggedy. And yeah, my whole like fashion, it's not really fashion, it's just very casual clothing. But like, it was usually just like vintage Levi's and a college crew. That was what I would go for. Or like some sort of school crew neck or a shirt with a cool print on it or something like that. But that was just my energy, I guess. And I would try to play around with it a little bit. But for the most part, that's what it was, clothing wise. And I did love it. I think it was very comfortable. And I think it wasn't really anything new. It still isn't anything new. Because I think that I still kind of dress like that when I'm just casually going out, like vintage jeans and a college crew neck. I still frequently go thrifting and buy those things. So, like, that's still kind of me. But as a teenager, that was basically all I would wear. I think I don't know when I started doing this, but I used to start like altering my jeans because I could never find like a pair of jeans that fit me the way that I needed to. Like personal my personal body dimensions were a little bit different in the bum area. So I would try to alter my jeans to make them fit better because it would always be like super wonky and weird in the waist area and then like really tight in my thigh area, which I hated. So I would, try to change them to make my jeans more comfortable. During high school, I dressed very basically. I think I blocked out those memories because I don't want to remember what I looked like at that time. But it was like skinny jeans, regular t-shirt kind of vibe. I didn't really have a personal style throughout high school. Throughout my childhood, I don't think I had a personal style at all, if I'm being completely honest. And it only really started developing, in my later teen years into early adulthood. And I don't even know how it happened. I think a huge influence of anyone's style these days, at least, has been, the media and like entertainment and the internet. That has a big impact. It's kind of hard to find personal style these days that's extremely original, not saying that everything's been done before, but in small words, like everything has been done before. And so if you're gonna like something, 9 times out of 10, someone else has already done it and someone else has already, set that as a trend or whatever the case may be. But that really doesn't matter because that really doesn't matter because if you like it, you like it. But yeah, I don't really think that I started developing any type of personal style or any type of aesthetic until I was, in my late teens and early adulthood. I think that that's the time when you really start to figure out like the things you like in terms of aesthetic, I guess. I don't even want to call it aesthetic because it's just something that is native to you, if that makes sense. But yeah, like overall, like as a teenager, I just loved vintage stuff. I was very into, buying vinyls, which I still do. I was very into like 80s music, 80s movies, and watching old movies and like trying to pull things from there. Like the basis of my fashion sense, I guess. It wasn't really fashion sense. It was just clothes. But the basis of it was like movies and TV. Like I loved how they dressed in The Outsiders, white t-shirts and jeans rolled up at the bottom. I loved that. I don't know why. And just like a vintage sneaker. And I was like, yeah, I kind of like that. And I, tried to incorporate that into my personal style or whatever. But I feel like over the years, I've definitely grown out of that vibe. I've definitely grown out of that energy. And I've found my own sense of, like, not fashion, but my own sense of what I like in regards to clothes. But we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. I don't think, like I said, I've said this numerous times, I didn't really come into a sense of style until I left my house or until it was like my later teen years into like early adulthood. So when I left my house, because I was living at home, where when I was living at home, I would decorate my room, but it was never really anything crazy because A, I didn't have any money. So I couldn't really redecorate the way that I needed to. But I would do little things that would make my room feel more like me. Personally, I'm a very clean person. I like for things to be in their places. I like that everything has a place. And I like when things are like clean and tidy and there's like straight lines and like there's, it just smells good, like stuff like that. So when I was living at home, my room was 9 times out of 10 always clean. And I would try to decorate it in the most clean way that I could without having to buy anything because I didn't have money to like decorate or buy anything. But I would do what I could. So when my brother moved out, I ended up moving out of my room and I moved into his room, right? And every room that I would go into in my parents' house, I would like immediately paint it white because that's just what I liked and that I like knew it was clean. And I knew I could do whatever I wanted to do with white. Like, regardless of what I put in my room, it would look generally clean and put together. So my rooms would always be white. Some people find that very boring, and I think about it now and I'm like, yeah, that is kind of boring, but it's such a versatile color. You can do so much when you have white. Like you can do a lot, whatever. So my room as a teenager, was usually very white. It was extremely clean. I didn't have much. Like, it was just kind of empty. I didn't really have like things in my room. I didn't like clutter. I still don't like clutter. But I didn't really have many things. I had my bed, I had my TV, and I had like a night, not a nightstand, like a TV stand underneath the TV, and maybe a rug and my closet full of clothes and stuff. But for the most part, my rooms were genuinely pretty empty. Not much going on there, which is still kind of the case. Like, I don't like filling up my space with clothes. It just gives me anxiety. I don't like filling up my space with like a lot of items and a lot of things. It genuinely makes me feel like I'm closed in and like I'm in a dirty environment, and it doesn't allow me to think properly. So I steer away from doing that. And I feel like my personal aesthetic kind of reflects that. Like, everything that I've posted or everything that I do on the internet, I guess, and my personality kind of encompasses cleanliness. I think it encompasses like a tidy, kind of comfortable vibe, which is really who I am. So that's the big thing about personal style, personal aesthetic. It's gonna be different for everybody because everybody's different. But if you're trying to make your own, you really have to like figure out who you are and how you can like translate that into the internet, I guess, if that's something that you were wanting to do or something that you were wishing to develop. It's an interesting thing to see like become real when you put it online, or like when you just take, even if you don't put it online, if you just like start taking pictures of stuff, you can really see like how it reflects you as a person. I feel like that's not making sense, like at all, but whatever. So I lived at home and my room was generally clean all the time. It didn't really have that much in it. We already talked about how I would dress when I was younger. It was very vintage. It had its time. I would never do it again, but it had its time, and I'm glad I'm not really doing that anymore. Anyway, I don't think it really started happening. Like, no sense of style, no sense of personal aesthetic really started kind of developing until I left my parents' house. Because at that point, I knew exactly what I didn't want, and I knew what I wanted my apartment to look like. I feel like everybody, when you move out, like before you move out, you always like have these ideas of what you would do in your space. You're like, oh, if I lived on my own or if I had my own space, this is how I would decorate it. This is what I want. And I would think about stuff like that all the time. I couldn't always make it happen because I was like, well, I don't have money to buy that. But when I did move out finally, I was like, I know exactly what I want to do. I know the kind of like energy that I want to have. It needs to be very calming. It needs to be very relaxed and comfortable. And so when I first moved out into my first apartment, I would decorate as such. I would make sure that every part of my apartment was pleasing to my eyes. Like, I didn't want to look at something and be like, ew, or I didn't want to look in a specific direction and be like, this makes me uncomfortable. Even though that would happen sometimes because I get tired of things, for the most part, I set it up in a way where anywhere you look, it's gonna be like pleasing to your eyes. It's not gonna be an eyesore. And I try to steer away from letting things become an eyesore. And that's like a very big thing to me. I don't like when I look in a direction and it's just ugly. Like, it makes me upset. But I don't use these guidelines for anyone else other than myself. Like, my standards for myself are, I don't know if they're high, but I do have standards. And so I'm just like, this is what needs to happen if I'm going to live in my space. So when I first moved out, I loved shopping at Urban Outfitters. That is a very good place to shop when it comes to furniture. I feel like a really big thing when it comes to furniture is like, or something that I try to keep in my head regarding, decorating a space or just styling yourself. I love finding like pieces that I otherwise would not be able to find if I was shopping at like a regular store like Target. Like something special, something that's going to stick out. I always try to get something that's going to stick out and maybe make people ask questions. Like I always want to have a piece that will make someone ask questions. I don't mind having things that are from like Target. Like I love shopping at Target, but I'm kind of growing out of the whole like decorating my entire house from Target because all of those items are like mass produced and everyone's houses end up looking the same, which isn't a problem. And they do have some nice things, but I just love the idea of like going to a place like maybe this isn't even like upscale or anything like that, but going to like Urban Outfitters or going to Crate and Barrel or like Our House or something, or like a furniture store, and finding a very unique piece that you yourself enjoy and putting that somewhere in your house and like styling it. It's a very fun feeling. So when I first moved out, I didn't go to Urban Outfitters, but I was shopping online, right? And I found some of the things that I still have in my apartment now because I love them so much. I found my bed. I had a very high bed when I first moved into that apartment. And I realized I was like, you know what? I'm starting to learn more about myself these days, and I don't like a high bed. Like, I think that I really want to step down into my bed. I think that'll be very comfortable. I think that would be like the energy that I need. So, and also like the way that the bed was, it was high. I couldn't really style it the way that I wanted it to, and it was black. And I do love black, but it's not a color that fits into my personal aesthetic, like my personal vibe. I haven't integrated black into anything, and so it just doesn't work for me. So, I got rid of my black high bed and I got this very low, like beigeish, neutral colored bed that I love now. And it's very easy for me to, I guess, style it and like decorate it or whatever, make it look super comfortable. And it brings me peace. It literally brings me serotonin. Like looking at my bed every day, especially when the sun is like shining on it, I'm like, I love you. I literally love you. And that's how I want to feel about literally everything that I do or like everything that I have. Like I want to be proud of the things that I create. Like obviously anyone can buy a bed, but it's the way that you like make it yours that's special. So I loved that bed and I still have it because I genuinely liked it. And what else did I buy? I went on Urban Outfitters online and I found this like brown, not dark brown. I'm not really into like darker colors. I wish that I was, but I haven't really found a way. I haven't even tried, but I haven't really found a way to integrate like darker colors like blacks, grays, whatever, into my aesthetic because it's personally not what speaks to me. So I like it. I think it looks really nice and like really cool, but it's not me. I wish it was, but it's not. And so any colors that are like super dark, I kind of steer away from them. But I went on Urban Outfitters and I found this like neutral arched mirror. If you've seen any of my videos on TikTok, if you've seen any of my videos like anywhere over the past 1 or 2 years, you've probably seen it. And it's one of my favorite pieces. Like it's genuinely, it feels timeless to me. I don't know why. And it's something that I'm just never going to get tired of. I think it's very important to find pieces that you're not going to get tired of because, I mean, you're spending a lot of money on them. And so it would make sense that you find something that you're going to like for a long period of time. And so I found that and I was like, you know what? I think I love that and we're going to get it. So I ordered it. And when it came, it was broken and I had to get a new one. But once I got the new one, I absolutely loved the mirror and I still have it. And it fits in like numerous spaces no matter where I go. So that's what I love. Like, I think it's really nice. And it was very, very useful to me. And I have had like, I've made purchases of like big things that I ended up, hating at some point in time. So when you find a piece or piece of like furniture or home decor that, you just don't get tired of, I think that's very special. Because I bought this, what? I bought a clothing rack from, I'm very into clothing racks. I don't know when that happened, but my sense of style, I guess, I gear towards very minimalist things. I don't like clutter, like I said earlier. So it would just make sense that I wouldn't call myself minimalist, but I do like the simplicity and like the cleanness of minimalism. So, I don't like having, not I don't like having, but I don't like having things, too many things visible. But having like a clothing rack instead of just going in my closet is so much nicer, in my opinion, for me personally. So I bought this clothing rack from Urban Outfitters and it was black, which is really confusing. I didn't know why I bought it because when it came, I was like, okay, I love this, but I wish that it wasn't black because I don't really do black like that. And I built it, put it together. It was really nice, and I had it for a long period of time. But it started to get like on my nerves over time. I was like, this is kind of bulky, not really loving it, but I'm gonna keep it because I paid $160 for it, so whatever. But over time, I just started to hate it. And by the time I moved into this apartment, I got rid of it. I sold it. I was like, I don't like you. I don't want you. I'm gonna find something better. You're just not my vibe anymore. And I think I knew that going into it. So when you're developing your own type of style and you know the things that you like, and you steer out of that, it's very hard to like stick with the things that you steer out for. Like I branched out for something kind of different and I ended up hating it because it's just not me, But then I ended up building my own clothing rack and painting it white, and I love it. And I've had it for a long time, and it's like aesthetic. I love it. So that's that. But yeah, that was my first apartment. There were a lot of things that I actually hated about my first apartment that I wish I could have changed. Like one thing, when I first moved out, my parents, they helped me buy a couch. I couldn't afford to buy a couch because I was like, I'm moving out on minimum wage. What are we doing? I'm not gonna spend money on a couch. No, but they bought me a couch, and it was from IKEA. And when I first saw it, they let me pick it out and everything. And so I picked it out. I was like, "This one, I want this one." So they got me this couch. It was gray, and at the time, I was like, "I love it. It's amazing. It's on my TikTok somewhere." But I was like, "I love it. It's great. Thank you so much. Love you guys." And it was gray. So that was a dark color. And I didn't really know that about myself at the time, but I just steer towards more light neutrals. It's very easy for me to find those colors and like make them blend together and be cohesive in a space. And so that couch, like over time, I was just like, you are actually giving me anxiety. Like genuinely, I want my space to be the most comfortable place as it that it can be. And you're ruining that for me because just because you're gray. And it's very important to me to have like a space that I'm comfortable in and like a space where I like everything. And like because I chose everything and it just makes sense. And that couch was like the one thing in my old apartment that just didn't make sense. And it would stress me out even more and more every single day. And so I knew from that moment, I was just like, okay, no more furniture. That's dark, or like no more furniture that just doesn't fit in. I think I could handle furniture that was darker if I, picked it to be that way, or if I like wanted a more darker aesthetic or like a more dark vibe, but I didn't and I don't. So that couch, I had to go. When I moved out, I bought a new couch, something that was, neutral, something that like helped me curate a space that was good for my eyes to look at. I feel like a lot of what goes along or like what goes into making a space or like developing personal aesthetic, a lot of it is knowing what you like and like knowing the thing, okay, knowing the things that you like, knowing the things that you dislike, and knowing yourself. Because no one can really tell you, like, this is how to do it, but it comes from a place of within. Like, it comes from inside if you genuinely like something. And if you genuinely, you know, have a sense of, you just have to have an eye. Like, I feel like, I don't feel like I have an eye, but people tell me that I do. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't really know what that eye is, but thank you. But I guess you have to have like a sense of it. It's just, no one can really tell you. And I guess that's why sometimes people like hire personal stylists or like personal decorators or stuff like that, because they genuinely just don't have the eye for it. But other people do. And I wouldn't say that I do, but I have a sense of what I like and I have a sense of what I enjoy to, you know, decorate my home with and what I enjoy to wear on my body. So, you know, that plays a big part of it. But let's talk specifically about, you know, my personal style when it comes to decorating my house. Like, decorating my house now. My old apartment, I loved it and hated it. It was cohesive, but it wasn't 100% cohesive, and I did not like that. So I wanted to change that about my apartment now. We're going to talk about my decor here and then also my sense of fashion, quote unquote. but what I like to wear now as opposed to, you know, what I used to wear and how it makes sense, or not makes sense, but how it, you know, translates into the internet and how I translate that onto like my Instagram, you know, TikTok, stuff like that. So my decor, I feel like, I've already said, but I feel like at the basis of like decorating a home or like your apartment, obviously it's you, but if you don't, you know yourself personally, or you don't know exactly the things that go together, the first thing that I would start with is like focusing on cohesion, just like making sure that everything you choose goes together in some way, shape, or form. And the only way to really do that, or like make sure, in my opinion, I'm not a professional. This is like literally just my opinion. So take it with a grain of salt, right? But the only way to really do that, in my opinion, is making sure that you have a color palette with like all colors that make sense together. This is what I mean. In my apartment, not saying that it's like a poster child for anything, but in my apartment at least, my color palette is very neutral, which is kind of trendy right now, right? I think it's on its way out, whatever. And it's very easy, which is not why I do it, but I do it because it speaks to me. It's very clean, it's very pristine, which I love. That's just my personality. But it is one of the easier things to do when it comes to home decorating. But I love the neutrals. So like beige, brown, cream, white. Those are a good four colors for neutrals, right? And then you can integrate other things into it to make it pop. That's kind of what I try to do. Like at the basis of everything, it's neutrals, those colors I just mentioned. And then I'll add like pops of color in different places. So a good pop of color would be plants. I love plants, and preferably I want them to be alive. I just feel like that makes it feel even more clean. A lot of plants, you know, they clean the air, they purify things, whatever the case may be. But you can add pops of color with plants, and there's so many different color plants that you could get, and you can like switch them out and filter them out per season, like move them around per season. Like in the summer, green plants all over the place. Spring, green. But during the winter, like what kinds of plants can we think about that, you know, thrive in the winter or fall? Evergreens during the winter, spruce, put that all over the place, or pine cones. Like that's not a plant, but it is in nature. Like if you throw, I like to throw nature into my space somewhere in some way, shape, or form, just so that it feels more like cozy, more homey, and not like a blank just white place of like sterile furniture. Like, that's not fun. Like, I don't want my house to feel like a hospital because of all those white and neutral colors, but I also need it to feel like very comfortable and cozy. And I feel like that's a vibe that I portray in my apartment, which I love because that's what I want. And I just know myself, like, that's what I like. So I do it. But yes, cohesion is one of the most important things because if you have a cohesive space, literally no matter when you take a photo on your picture, like on your phone or however you take pictures, if you take a picture and you like have the intention of uploading this picture to Instagram, if you have cohesion in your space, anywhere you look, it's gonna be ready for a photo to be taken. It's gonna be Instagrammable, I guess, because you've set it up to be that way. When you curate your space and you keep it the way that you like it to be, then any photo you take, literally anywhere, is gonna be photo ready because that's just how it is. And if you like do this over time, say you change your space around a lot, but it's all pretty much the same colors, it's all pretty much the same palette, it's the same energy. Any photo you take is just gonna go with the next one. It's gonna form a cohesive palette. Like, that's just how it works in my head. And I really love that. Like, I love the idea of curating a space, not really specifically for that purpose of like taking a picture, but curating a space and making it your own so that literally anywhere I look, it's gonna be pleasing to my eyes, which is so important to me. I don't like mess. I don't like, things to be all over the place. I hate mess. I hate all of that. So, yeah, what was I talking about? I'm sorry. My camera died and I had to like reset it and all this crazy stuff. Guys, being a content creator, love it. I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic, I promise. But yeah, just making sure that everything is completely cohesive is just very important in my opinion. And everything in your space will be like picture ready. And I feel like that's very important if that's something that you want. Like, if it's not something you care about, then this is just unnecessary information. It's not necessary. But, that's something I care about. Unfortunately, I don't even think it's unfortunate. I really do like having a cohesive space. And it just takes a lot of brain power and like mental energy to like want to do that to your space, I feel like, because not everybody wants to. And that's okay because it's like, it's not for everyone. I'm pretty sure people have lived without it. But personally, yeah, it's something that I enjoy. Also, I think when decorating your space, it's very important. I hate that word. I don't know if I've ever explained to you guys how much I hate the word very, but I say it all the time. I remember one time, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but one time I was in my English class senior year and I hated my teacher. I have so many stories from that class, but I hated my teacher. But he did say one thing that has stuck with me, unfortunately. He was like, don't use the word very in your essays because, like, what does that word even mean? Like, genuinely, what does that word even mean? What's the definition of very? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't really know. Like, very. I would say it's like a word you put before something to emphasize how much of whatever that thing is. I don't even know. But I was like, wow, that word really doesn't really have a meaning. And so many words in the English language just don't have meaning and they're just useless. Like, just. Like, what does that word mean? If you're not talking about like justice, like be just, like it's just a word. What does just mean? I don't know. I hate thinking about stuff like that. Anyway, I think that it's very important in regards to your personal vibe, your personal aesthetic, and all that stuff when you're creating it. If in regards to home decor, to mix a lot of different textures. I think that I want more of a comfortable vibe in my apartment and just in my life in general. So I like to stick with like softer textures when it comes to obviously my couch, when it comes to my bed, when it comes to like rugs and everything. It's usually a tufted type thing or cloth linens or like pompous grass, but I like to mix textures and shapes and obviously different tones of the same from the same color palette. But I have some shapes in here. Like, I think my favorite shape that I have going on in my apartment right now is the arch. I've got arches on most of my rugs, and I have arches in my coffee table, which I love my coffee table. I got it from Urban Outfitters. Absolutely love it. The arches are just fun to look at, and when it's super sunny, it like shines and it's just beautiful. It's a very Instagrammable moment, but I don't put it on Instagram because I'm, well, I have, but I've done it too many times to like want to do it again. Anyway, it is something I enjoy. So I think mixing, textures and shapes and in your space is, important to give some variety. You don't want everything to be exactly the same. Because then it starts to give that's, well, at least in my case, because of the color palette that I've chosen, it would give like that sterile hospital energy, which we don't need. We don't want, because your space can go two different ways. It can work or it could just not. And I need my space to work. And I think that it does. Like it, there are flaws, obviously, and spots that I don't particularly love or spots that need some work. But, so far so good. But yeah, I think just the most important thing in conclusion with decor, the most important thing, just choose your color palette, one that works, one that you genuinely like, and make sure everything is cohesive. Because if it's not cohesive, then you have a chaotic mess. Sometimes that is someone's aesthetic. Like, I think if you're more of an urban person, if you're more of a Y2K type person and not really a minimalist, like chic type modern whatever, if you don't like that upscale kind of vibe and you're more of like an urban vibe, then chaos might be good for you. Like, it might work for you. I genuinely say that, it's different for everybody. Everybody has different style. So it is genuinely up to you. But regardless of what your style is, just make sure it is cohesive, because those moments are very, Instagrammable moments. Even chaos can be cohesive, which is interesting. Because someone can set something up to look chaotic, but it is set up in a specific way to look that way. And it works. So that is completely up to you. Now, when it comes to my clothing, when it comes to what I wear these days, I think it has changed a lot since from when I was younger, from when I was a teenager, which it should, I think at the root, what I used to like is still there, and like how I used to dress is still there, but it has changed a lot over past few years. But personally, I don't feel like my style, I wouldn't even call it style. I think I just dress myself at this point. But I feel like it isn't really anything special. It's nothing innovative. It's nothing like crazy. But I think I just semi know how to dress myself. I wouldn't even say I know how to dress myself, because I feel like a lot of the necessary things in an outfit, I just forego. I'm like, no, thank you. Like, when it comes to accessories or accessorizing, like, I hate watches. I hate jewelry of any sort. You'll never see me wearing that because I just don't like it. I'm like, maybe a watch. I have kind of played with the idea of wearing a watch because it's kind of fancy. And I'm like, okay, I like that vibe. But I just don't like too many accessories. I don't like all that stuff. I feel like I'm a very simple person. Jeans and a t-shirt, perfect. But let's talk about it. So, like I was saying earlier, kind of, I want everything that I wear to fit me the way that it needs to fit me. And that's mostly talking about my waist size. Like, my waist size, it's normal. I think it's a 27, 28. And the only thing that's kind of not normal or disproportionate about me that I think is my bottom. So, I'm not going to talk about that right now, but I do have one. So I need to like kind of alter the waistbands of my jeans to like make them fit better. Otherwise, they'll be kind of wonky, like I was saying earlier, and it's just kind of uncomfortable. So if you like need to make alterations in your clothes, 100% do it so that you're more comfortable. I do have rules when I wear clothing these days. I have come up with more rules than when I had when I was younger, and here are some of them. Cohesion is still super important, like with the home decor thing. I think that all the colors need to go well together and like, kind of flow. That's just me personally. Like I said, I don't like chaos, so that's not, I don't wear like things that just don't make sense together. But I always try to choose a color palette that matches when I'm wearing clothes. And I always also focus on like clothing that matches my skin tone or like clothing that will elevate my skin tone, if that makes sense. I stay away from reds. I stay away from anything red, anything that is too close to my skin tone, like brown. I like wearing brown, but if it's like a tan or anything like that, I'll be like, no, that's too close to my skin. I don't like it. I'm not gonna put that on my body. Like, no, thank you. Only when I'm talking about like tops, though, like when I'm talking about shirts, no tans, no like brown tans. I don't know what that is, like sand, maybe. But anything too close to my skin tone, I steer away from. The red, it just doesn't make my skin look good. It kind of makes me feel like I'm looking dirty. And I don't know why it does that, but it does. And so I just stay away from the colors that don't really like elevate my skin tone or like do good for me. I stay away from them. But yeah, so something like a color palette that matches your energy, a color palette that matches your skin tone, and you choose that, and I think that you'll be good. Those are the rules that I use. But I have more. So if I'm dressing more like upscale, these are the only if I'm dressing more fancy, not really fancy, but just not your everyday jeans and a t-shirt. If I'm dressing a little bit more than jeans and a t-shirt, I usually stick with neutrals during the day. So like cream, beige, dark brown, something like that. Neutrals during the day and only black at night. I just feel like that's my vibe and I like it. So if it's a neutral shirt, it's usually a polo or a turtleneck or maybe a mock neck. I love mock necks, so I don't know why, but the long sleeve mock necks and short sleeve are very good. They fit me very well. And at night, I usually only wear black. So it's like same things, like a black polo, a black turtleneck, black mock neck. And these are usually very thin. Like I don't like anything too thick so that I'm burning up unless it's like negative something degrees outside. But those are the usual colors that I stick with. At any point during the day, if I'm dressing more fancy. And usually, I wouldn't even call it fancy, but I get most of my clothes from Zara because I like their clothes. I like the way they fit. And I mean, they're affordable, but they're also kind of expensive, if that makes sense. It's like in the middle, I feel like. Like charging $50 for a turtleneck is kind of outrageous, but I do like the store. It's not really upscale, and I wish it wasn't like I don't know what the word is. I have no idea what the word is. I wish it wasn't fast fashion, I guess is what I'm thinking about. But I do like that store. And yeah, but that's pretty much the only place I go if I'm trying to dress a little bit nicer. So far, at least in my life, that's the only place I've made it. Also, recently, I have been like looking into some designer brands. I bought one sweater from Burberry the other day, and I haven't really worn it because I'm like, I don't really know where I should wear this to. And I don't want to wear it too often, but I do like it. So I got that, but I think that I'm gonna steer away from designer brands for now. Anyway, those are my rules regarding upscale fashion, quote unquote. It's not even upscale. It's just dressing nice, I guess. Like for a dinner party or something. It's nothing crazy. Like I said, I'm a very basic dresser. I love the simplicity of Zara clothes. I love the simplicity of just a mock neck and some dress pants. I think it's nice and it flows and it goes well together. And obviously, I have to have like a nice cologne to match everything. But overall, I'm a very simple dresser. But if I'm talking about casual clothing, I usually go for like more of a vintage preppy look, if that makes sense. So I'll usually pair maybe some Nike shorts, Nike socks with a quarter zip sweater with colors that flow, like colors that are nice on a palette together. But it's usually like some Nike shorts, like sweat shorts, and a quarter zip with some glasses or something, or some dress pants. Not really dress pants, but like chinos, you know, but more on the baggy side with a polo and again with the quarter zip and some glasses and some nice cologne or something. But I like to go for more of that vintage prep look, if that makes sense. I don't know how to describe it in any other way, but if you look it up on Pinterest, it'll show like a lot of pictures of what I'm talking about. But I kind of like that look. I think it's nice. Also, I do still do like the Levi's in a college crew. Like that's like the easiest match to make anywhere. So I do do that quite often. And it's really easy to do. So it's simple. I know what fits me and I know it works for me. So I'm just like, yeah, that's fine. That's quick, easy, good. But yeah. I also have one more rule regarding, I guess, casual wear. I do not like to pair, well, this is what I like. I like to pair fitted tops with a baggy bottom. So, or vice versa. So, like a baggy top with like a fitted bottom, you know, if it's shorts, not really like skinny jeans. I don't wear those. But it's never the same. Like, never a fitted top and a fitted bottom or like a fitted top. No, that's what I mean. So never the same, but always separate, if that makes sense. Because like baggy shirts and like maybe a fitted pair of shorts for the gym works good. Or a fitted polo shirt on top with like some baggy, not baggy, but like flowy-ish pleated dress pants from Zara on the bottom. Sneakers, amazing. I think it's a good pairing. And that's kind of what I try to stick by when I'm just dressing myself. I'm like, don't overdo it. Don't do baggy and baggy. Don't do fitted and fitted. Like, just mix and match them, and I should be fine. And it's worked out pretty well for me, and it's also very photo ready whenever I look in the mirror. So that's my little rules when it comes to dressing casually. But how does any of this translate to the internet? I think I've kind of talked about it a little bit. But when you take the time, I guess, to curate both your environment, like where you live in your space and your clothing style, when you take the time to like curate those and like find out what it is about each of those things that you enjoy, your personal like aesthetic will shine through. Like it'll just show. Like it'll just show up because you tried or because you put the energy into it. Like any picture that you take pretty much regarding your outfits or regarding your home or your apartment, it'll just seamlessly, you know, be cohesive because you put that energy into it and because you planned it. Like it might look like it's unplanned and it might look like it's just, you know, something that exists, but you personally kind of put a lot of energy into it. So that's why everything looks like it's nice all the time. But I think one more thing in regards to putting things online, I guess, is that it's very okay to take ideas from like things that are trending, and make it your own. Like I think that if you just copy and paste something that's trending, then you're gonna get tired of it very fast. But if you take the time and energy, if you want to choose something like an outfit piece or like a furniture piece that's trending online, and you try to like make it fit into your space or into your closet like seamlessly and make it work for you, then, you know, you will probably won't get tired of it, but that's completely up to you, 100%. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening today and so much for watching if you're watching this. I appreciate every single one of you guys that listens and tunes in every Wednesday. And thank you so much for making this recommendation online on my Instagram. That was very, very helpful. because I, as you can tell, loved talking about it, and it's been almost an hour. So thank you guys so much. If you don't follow Just a Sip on Instagram, it's Just a Sip Podcast, and we can chat more there. I really appreciate it. Leave a review at the bottom if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I don't know how that works, actually, but I know that it's possible. So leave a review if you want. Give me 5 stars if you liked it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching, and we will talk next week for episode 8. Bye.